saw in the last week, we saw a Gilui, God on Chazal. Chazal bring the Reisav, Shalmi, state the Reisav, Asadodri, he's going to be standing in Eden, in the Mizrach of the Tzatikim, HaKadosh Baruch is going to have to take him out. So we saw that's Mavur, that a Heichel Advar Magim, the Koyach HaShaker, is that a person can become so steeped, so entrenched in Shaker, that he doesn't even realize he's Meshaker himself. That's how he's lost the love with their cloud, that's the Olam HaEmes. But Esav, his level of Shaker, Esav is the Av of Shaker in this world, his level of Shaker was such that he saw the chelik of a tzayid bepiv. That became almost a reality by him. The Hainu is a great chiddush. With Mavur and Chazal, Rashi brings this pasuk parsha. Pasuk shteit, he Esav ben Avraham Shana. That's when he took a wife. Lashon Chazal, Esav yinim shel chazir shenema yichar semena chazir miyar. What's the mashu to chazir? Zok Rashi, chazir azek shu shoychev poishet tlofov. Loim ru'u shani tar. Dainu Chazir, his simoni tuma is bifnim. He doesn't chew its cud, but his tlovim his hoofs are they look tar. So he shows his tlovim and he says, "Look, I'm tar." And they say, "I'm a tzaddik." Kach elu goizlim bnei Esav goizlim b'choimsim umar matz mukshem. They steal in the chomus, and then they kilo show it's mukshem. Kol mem shona Esav tzod noshim itachas yad balehem. Uma'ana isam. Kshay ben mem amar. Abba ben mem shon anas isha afanike. Dahainu. Bepshuta, you understand this chazal. That Esav was faking everyone out. He was a gazlan. He was a noyef. Yishashish tachas baila. But he showed tlofav. Kilo, he showed his simentire in bachutz. Kilo, this is really me. But if right, we said the Balei Mosar bring from the Chazal. The Taitch is that Esav Taka had tlofav. Esav had a tzayid bepiv. Esav had a chelik of him that was kosher. Esav had a chelik of gadlus, and Esav himself became enchanted with that. He related with that. He identified with that. Ad kedekach lebeinoy lebein atzmoy, he wasn't bechal sure who he was. This is obviously a very high level of Sheker, but the beginning of it is nagia to all of us. The Sif Seichaim, Chaim Friedlander, brings the Abdesla said Pshat. There's a minute brought down that the Chevra Kadisha, Veshas, the Kfura, Veshas, different part of it at a certain time. They say to the mace his name. They call out the mace, they tell the mace his name. Why? So it's Gaboyt on a Chazal, this minig is Gaboyt on a Chazal, that's brought in the Shlo. People know it, and this idea, Shlo over there also says there's a minig for a person to say the letters of his name. And then the Shmonesi, a posuk that's Mechuvin Keneged, the letters of a person's name. And the reason is, Shlo says that, Lost Lovoy, when a person's Bishas Misa, but the Diyam Adina Godel, he's all to forget his name. He's prone to forget his name. And since he shouldn't forget his name, that's this minig to say the psukim, that's kinir the minig of the Chevra Kadisha, to shout out his name as he's when he's already dead, before the Shas Adin. It's a very interesting thing, forget his name. Your name you hear more than anything else. You hear the Kaseid, how many times have you heard your name? Sorry, the hardest thing for a person to forget his name. So, Chaim says, B'shem Abdes, that he touched up in one place. Avolbe says the same thing, the Shiri Chumash, he says, come out the same thing. He says, the tight shit, what it means is your name is your mahus. And a person, again, a person, the same idea. A person, you can become blurred who he really is. You know your name, you remember your name is Meir Yeruchim, you remember your name. The question is, who is that? Who is that person? Who is Yanki? Who's Kalman? Who's Zevi? Who's David? Who's Reuven? Who is that? You're going to envision one Reuven in Chazal are going to start calling, they're going to call out Reuven, and they're going to refer to somebody else, and you're going to say, oh, that's me. You're going to forget who you are, because you were drifted in your life from who you really are. You became enchanted, you became connected, you became mezuhe with something that is not really you. This idea. The Ma'aseh Be'ezras Hashem, like I said, we started at the end of last week's Vav, we're going to come over to the, after that Dhamma, at the beginning of this month, we're going to start working on Sheker, Emes and Sheker. In the next few weeks, bunch of weeks, we're going to start by trying to identify the many, many different variations of Sheker, forms of Sheker, tools of Sheker that the Yetzer uses. But tonight, before we go weiter, I want to just a little bit, you know, draw a little bit the picture, what we're not going to start actually talking about the different things of Sheker. Drawing the picture, what's our avodah, how are we trying to be mekasha to the emes as opposed to the Sheker? The first thing, I want to bring it from a Moridik and a Rao, the Chazal, that this idea of Tzvi Magala, emes by ourselves, I know the Nakuda we're trying to bring up from the Chazal that we bought last week, this Yerushalmi and this minik from this Chazal that the Shlomo brings, is that there's a bechina of emes and sheker b'nei le b'nei atzmai. It's not only between you and the world. Between you b'nei le atzmai, this is the foundation of developing emes and sheker. The foundation of the sugya of becoming an ish emes, it's really between you and yourselves. We have to become emes with ourselves. This avoida, we have a lot of work in front of us, and it's a long journey. The Chazal, obviously Rav Nosson, the Chazal find a parallel in the Essen Sionis that Avraham Avinu went through. We just recently ended the parashas of Avraham, but we had Essen Sionis, Asar Sionis. Chazal drew a parallel between that and the Asar Esser Makis that were in Mitzrayim. Maral says like this, what's the kesher? What's the kesher? Esser, what's the kesher? I'm reading from Gurus, Perek Nun Zayin. Ki asor nisyonis nisnas Avram kedei lifchoin amitas atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was testing Avram, testing to get down to what the morale calls to uncover and reveal the emes Avram. What's called amitas atzmai. It's the emes atzmai of Avram, the amitas atzmai. Ki lefomim mara odom atzmai tzadik ve'einoi be'emes Sadik Rak Shenira came. Zokta Maral. Sometimes a person shows himself as a tzaddik and it's not really Rak Shenira came. Vayashem Yisborg Boichenes Avram Basor Nisyoinois Kedei Lamoid Alamitas Atzmoid. Ki Asiri Etzem Hadover Kamoishes Bar. The tenth is the, you get down to the Etzem, it's a shlemus to get down to the Etzem, the core of the Zach. Ulchein nisnase basrom barasan nisrein is adshin nifchan ikar atzmoi ubezeye nifchan lagamri. The tenth, you got to the atzmoi. Behem Shech, he says, the atzmoi, the most core part of the person, is his relationship to his son. And that was Akedas Yitzchak. He said this over many times, Moridik and Nekuda, that the deepest part of the person is his gale, with the relationship to his son. Well, we still too, last week we brought, the Ramban says, obviously, the morale says the deepest part is he gets him. But what does morale mean? The morale's nosik is the famim of the mara oisay tzadik ve'inoy king. What does it mean? We read the morale, it sounds like, ah, he's faking out. He's faking out. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu. What's morale telling me? After five nisyonis, we didn't get down to the core of it. What does that mean? We had five nisyonis. We had, let's say, Kor Kazdim. We had Lech. We had. They said it's a lachicha. So we had nisyonis. Maybe Avram's still a faker. That's what he means. He means he's still a faker. That's what he means. Avram's faking out. No. There is tremendous amount of sheker in a person, and the person is extremely, extremely deep. There are layers and layers of a person. Those who are married here, when you went out with your wife, you met her and you found different things, she was faking you out. And those who are not married, I used to know this, you're going to have shiduchim, what's the shot? They're faking you out. People are not faking. There are so many layers in a person. And until you get down to the core of the person, it's a life's work. Halavai, we should get to the first layer that Avraham got in the first of the Nisyonis. But we are going to try, Bez Hashem, to try to make Seder an all night. He said, Be'nei Levin Atzmat. We're going to try to identify the Sheker that might exist in us and be Oiches and be Mekasher to the Chelika MS that exists in us. We're already setting up in front of us. We have, it's a long sugya. It's a long sugya. Don't be Miyayish. Go slow. Avada. It's a big. Baruch Hashem, we spoke out that you had MS inside of us. So the core of MS is inside of us. But we're seeing it's a long, it's a sugya of Amitas, Atzmai. Later on, I don't want to be Marich. Later on, the Maral says the Kesher to Eser Makis is that the Eser Makis was to be Machnia the Amitas Atzmai of Mitzrayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring the Hachno that they should be Moide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klai Yisrael, that Tzadik Vani Vahami Rishoyim, that Pari should be Moide. He didn't only want the external part of Pari, he wanted the core part of Pari. That was Makis Bechoris, that was when he hit the Keshel of Benim. The Bechoris, the Keshel of Benim, that hit Amitas Atzmoy of Pari of the Mitzrayim. That's the Keshel of the ten, they're both the Nisyonis of Amitas Atzmoy. But this is our avodah the Shel Avoneinu. So I want to describe a little bit more what we're trying to come to do. Like I said before, Mitzad Echad, we have a lot of Sheker, the Sheker, the world of Sheker, the Umdis of the Yitzhahara, the book of the Chavis of Avis is to be Chazik the Sheker, so many different forms of Sheker. Mitzad Sheni, we saw from Rabbeinu Yonah that the Nefesh, the Yisoyde HaNefesh is the Emes. Emes is the Yisoyde HaNefesh. Every person has the Yisoyde of Emes. The Maimar Musgar, even Esav had Emes. He just covered it over so much that it was almost people non-existent by him. In a conscious fashion, it was almost non-existent. But it was Avada Bebechina, the Yisoyde of the Nefesh, Bebon is Emes. So we have a Nekud of Emes, and we have Sheker. A lot of the Sugya of Emes we brought in the first Vad is Torah. Torah is going to be a tremendous amount, a part of the Gili of Emes. As Hashem, we're going to dedicate a specific part of the Vad, maybe some of them on the Chiluk of Torah and Emes, and Avada. Everything we're talking about is only because a person is learning Torah. We would not have the ability to hold on to Emes if we weren't constantly learning Torah. Torah is like every line of Torah, it's a pill of Emes. Torah is Kulay Emes, a pill of Emes. But besides that, we're going to be talking about trying to focus and locate the Nekud of Emes by us, and by that being Mafkir the Sheker. What is this avoid? So guys, I'd like to open tonight. And again, the Hemshech of weeks, we're not going to talk about so much this, but this is going to be the backdrop of what we're talking about by Hemshech. Onishtel on Absalor, there's a very famous Chilak Tefillah that we're supposed to say. I don't know how many people say Kabbonis, but definitely heard about it. It says, La'oilam, we say in the Kabbonis, La'oilam, Yadam Yerushamayim, B'seisir B'goli, V'yashkin V'yomer. I'm sorry, B'seisir B'goli, U'moid ala emes, V'doiver emes bilvavoy, V'yashkin V'yomer, Rebbeinu Shalom. Loshon Chazal, Loshon Chazal, as a doilam, the Kabbonis. What is the Loshon Moed al Emes? It's Moed of three things. Yerushamayim, B'goli B'sasa, Moed al Emes, V'doiver Abilvavu. V'doiver Emes Bilvavu. What does it mean, Moed al Emes? Who is he being Moed to? Moed is always, you admit. We're not talking about Moed of Eidoi, we're talking about Moed of Admit. Who is being Moed to? In the Sugyas of Moed of Emesas, we learn about Mitzvah, there's a Moed of Eidoi. There's a Teveya, do you owe me money, and you Moed to him. Who is he being moed to? What does it mean, moed al emes? Who are you being moed to? We're talking about tefillah here. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not nearly the pshat. It means, moed al emes if someone's teveya you. You're talking about the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What does it mean, moed al emes? Push the pshat. What does it mean, moed al emes? So I want to try to say a beer, and that's in the backdrop of what we're trying to do. The Hemshech, the next kufa. In the Vidui, always test is Tafalnu Sheker. Tafalnu Sheker. What does it mean, Tafalnu Sheker? The root of the word Tafel, Tess, Pei Lamid. The Mefarshim say is a Lashon Chibur. Many places, The shimush of tofel is l'chaber, to take things and put them together, to gather things together and amass different parts and they become one. In the Siddur, Oitzer Tfilis, it says, the taish of tefalu sheker is like this. Now there's a problem. The mid of tefalu sheker is, someone was mechaber sheker to emes. I was mechaber sheker to emes. What's the problem of being mechaber sheker to emes? It's taish like this. Chazal say, that kol sheker, shein oimim miksas emes mitchilose einim eskayim. This is a story that we saw, that sheker ain't le raglayim, ain't le kiyum. And sheker has no kiyum. So the mahalach of sheker is, it has to be connected to some sort of truth, something that has basis. Every sheker has basis. Every sheker that a person tries to do has a certain basis. It comes from somewhere. It's attached to something. And that's how it stands. The Maimar Muzgur, that's Pasha Pshat. How does sheker taka stand? Chazal say, we saw the Gemara in Shabbos, sheker has no raglayim. Every single one oasis of sheker is only one leg. You can't stand on one leg. Sheker in itself only has one leg. How does it stand? How does a taket stand? The answer is, because it has a chibur to emes, the emes is what lays it to stand for the rega. We saw the sheker stands for a certain time. For the rega that it stands, for the temporary time that it stands, is because it's mevases on emes. What does that mean? It means the way sheker formulates in our life, it will always be connected to an akuda demes. And that is the ikur problem with sheker. If the sheker would just stay in sheker, it would cease to exist. It wouldn't go anywhere. We would recognize it. We wouldn't build on it. But because it's connected always to an akuda of MS, because it's connected to an akuda of MS, the problem is, it's sometimes could be 1% emes, 99% sheker, but we look at it as 100% emes. We look at it as 100% emes. Give you a mushel echad min elef. How many times is a person, there's a more married person, as younger ones can marry from their parents, does a person bring something into his house with a ros heter that he's doing it for his wife, or for his kids? How many times would a person bring a publication? Which he thinks, no, you know, really, it's not something I should be looking at, but, you know, the wife needs it, the kids need it. How many times does a person bring food, a heksher, that also he wouldn't? How many times does a person bring a certain electronic device? But deep down, me and you know that he wants it. They'll never admit it straight out that he's bidding it for himself. So it's for the wife. It's for the kids. Now that person, I mean, is he a straight, we call straight out fat liar? No. He's not gonna do that. Emes is an yisoid ha-nefesh. A person is not muhan to lie totally. He can't. He'll feel again. There's a chaluk of it that's rather true. His wife taka needs it. His kids do need it. Maybe, partially. He probably could hold on strong. But he does it for other reasons. But it's connected to nekuda of emes. This is an siruf, an irvuf of sheker v'emes. So what's the avoida? What's the avoida? There's an avoida that's called being moide l'emes. We're going to be mafkin, anyone who's going to be working, we're going to work together, we're going to be mafkin so many times in our life that there's an akuda of our life that we built right now in Mahalach of Sheker, but somewhere deep down by us, if we're not holding where Esav is holding, Esav is beyond this. But if we have an akud of emes, beinoy lebeinatzmo, we have an achiz and emes, we'll be able to decipher the emes, and we have to be moide to that emes. What does that mean, moide to that emes? What does it mean, moide to that emes? What does it mean, moide to that emes? We spoke the last two hadim. That emes is not something passive. Emes is not something you lie, you don't lie. Emes is a force. We saw emes is doiche harbe nashek. Emes, when you megala it and you become an ish emes, it's a concrete force that doesn't allow you to contradict it. It forces you to shtel zich zu to the emes. It forces you, we saw al kidei kach, that you make a commitment, you have to keep your word. It's a powerful force. It's a force. Emes is a koyach. It's a koyach. When you start to be mechazik, the nekuda of emes by you becomes a koyach. It's tivea you to shtel tzu to the emes. It's a fascinating insight. This type, I'm going to show a dogma of this, which is extreme. You probably have a little bit of this. The koyach of emes. How strong the koyach of emes is. Is the Chazal. Chazal states. Chazal are talking about the sin of Amoritz. Chazal, sin of Amoritz, the Talmud Chachamim. The Amoratzim in those days were people who were showing. They weren't just not knowledgeable, they were also showing. They came from the lack of knowledge of Torah, but Chazal say, marvelous thing. We know goyim, we feel today, we see it, anti-Semitism. The sin of Amoritz, the hate of Amoritz, the Talmud Chacham, is many times stronger than the hate of a goy to you. Amoritz is even stronger than the sin of a Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara fears, oh, it's Tana. Shana v'pirush yosemikol. Who is the one that hates the Talmud Chacham more than anyone? Someone who's once learned, and he went off. Someone who once learned, and then he went off. What's the pshat? What's the pshat in this gemara that a shana v'pirush is more than a goy? The Stipler in Chai Olam says a marvelous, magnificent beer in this chazal, which explains a lot of different things in the world. So a lot of different things in the world. He says the following thing. He says, someone who learned and tasted the MS, the same my own nusa, but he tasted the MS. He sat and he learned and he tasted Torah's MS. The MS will not let him live. The MS is going to haunt him. He has two choices. Either he shtels su to the MS, or he fights against it tooth and nail with all his ideas to prove that it's wrong. How does he prove that it's wrong? By bashing them. By his whole life saying, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing. This Shana Pirish, in order to quiet the force of the Emes, I'll call the Emes that's Doichim, that wants to pull him, that magnetically wants to pull it to him, he has to red zich ein the ganze zeit. Man, they're this. They're leeches. They're this. They suck out money. They hate. They don't need this. Aga, very important. He finds the kudas that are partially emes. The tainas that he finds on Talmud and Chachamim usually are partially emes. Usually there is some sort of substantial ethic. But the way he says it and the way he paskins it is shekhar. He finds a nekuda, he's not going to make up nothing from nothing. Like we said before, Sheker has always tried to find the nekuda of emes. But there's a pella, ayid. The koyach of emes could be moiled, the most unnatural thing. A Jew that hates another Jew with hatred, that surpasses the hatred of a goy to a yid. This is the koyach of emes. Emes is such a strong force. That when you don't and you can't still through to it, you go against it. Ezra Shem, it's my Hemshim Vad, we're going to come back to this. We're going to see we have certain strains of this in our lives also. You know, it's not only for Shana Pirish, it's also. But getting back to what does it mean, Moide Allah MS? You want to know what does it mean, Moide Allah MS? As Ezra Shem, we grow in the Sugi of MS, and we're able to still through the MS, the MS is going to call out on us. Tiveyas, if you work at Emes, I'm going to say, align your life with the Nekud of Emes. Mevatel, the Koyach of Sheker that has seeped into your life, and align your life to the Nekud of Emes. This is a Murid Ketaych. Moid al Emes. Moid al Emes doesn't mean Dafka Tiveyach Aver. In your own life, be able to identify a Nekud of Emes that you're running away from. Again, not Dafka like the Shana Pirish, but that you're hiding under other things. And you're not letting come to the fore, come to a full recognition. You're not letting become concrete, total concrete. Emes is really reality. That's what it is. We saw in the Maral, He says there's not a sheker between avodah zara and sheker is that you're living in in reality. Being megala the emes, the reality in this specific situation, in the specific area that you're being meshaker. That's moida emes. Let's see a gemara in Tzvachim, or the type you just saw. Gemara in Tzvachim, the Kuf Aleph. Talks about the parsha of the Torah and parsha Shmini. So there's a ganze shakratar between Moshe Rabbeinu and the sons of Aaron. Aaron, why they burnt? They burnt certain chatoyes. They weren't supposed to. Moshe Rabbeinu held, but they weren't supposed to burn it. It's a ganze shakratar for pialocha was mutter or not mutter. It's a sugya segamor. The Rashi brings a ksas in the Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu held that Aaron was supposed to eat it, and Aaron Batson told him. But even though he said he had a certain hirasha, it wasn't a din l'daris, it was only l'sha. I'm not getting into the pratim of the sugya, it wasn't l'daris. The Gemara says like this, after Aaron explained himself, the Gemara says the following lashon. Vayishma Moshe v'yita b'einav, lashon ha-Gemara, lashon ha-Gemara. Hoy devaloi boish, Moshe loimer loi shamati, elo omer shamati v'shachachti. Moshe v'einav was hoy de lashon, hoy devaloi boish, he was moide and he wasn't embarrassed to say loi shamati. If he would have been embarrassed, he would have said, Loi Shamati, I never heard this. Ela Omer Shamati V'Shachachti. The Svara that Aaron had told him, he could have said, you're right, I never heard it. You heard something, I never heard it. Which also would have been not so Vishmach, Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. But he didn't do that. Instead he said, which is extremely embarrassing, I heard it and I forgot. Imagine Chaim Kanievsky saying, yeah, there was Tosis, I learned it and I forgot. You ask him, you don't remember the days of Muhammad Abbas? Yeah, you're right. I learned and I forgot. Lashon of Chazal. Hoide v'loi boish loimer. I wonder, who is he moide to? What do you mean moide? What does this word mean? Hoide v'loi boish. Who is he moide to? Aaron didn't know. Aaron didn't tine on him that he heard. Aaron just said, defended himself. Aaron didn't tine on him that shamato v'shachachta. Aaron just said, it's true. He could have said, if he would have said v'shamato, it would have been the same thing. Who is he moide to? There it is. He was moida to the emes that exist in the yisoid of nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. He knew the truth was that his mistake wasn't just that he never heard, which also would have been a mistake. His mistake was deeper. His mistake was that he heard and he didn't forget. You know these big people, I would die to be like this, but I know my Rebbe always, when he makes a mistake in Shiri, he says up something, he goes to the next day, Matoyes. Emes of people. There's something in them that forces them to face up to the truth. At the end, you're Maviyach, by the way, at the end, you're only Maviyach, at the end, there's a person that you spoke at a few times. Capture people when you're in this. Shas Mais, it's very hard to kechas and nefesh. It's a lot of bush involved. But choy de v'loy bush. This is an avoida. Again, we're not starting, so we'll come back to this. This is the context of avoida. We're going to be megale the sheker, and the whole time as we're doing that, we have to try to identify with the MS and come to the MS. This avoida being moy the MS is what the Mitzvah Yisham calls is amis. Mention the line of Yishashon, Yis'amis. Matzosh, Yis'amis means to get that MS, the fear. It's an akuda, somewhere in your Mitzvahs. You're marker their MS, but you're not facing up to it. You're not bringing it to the fore. You're not bringing it to the full level of consciousness. You have the spear in the face and align your life to it. The line, this kind of thing that brings also from the Desla. Desla used to have a nusach. He used to say, that a Musa say, the man stops zogin. Aber the MS is the MS. Aber the MS is the MS. What does that mean? The MS is the MS. You're going to see there's an accrued of MS in your life that's right now drifting away from you. It's not yet you've recognized it fully. You've not made it a vadai. And you have to come and say, the MS is the MS. You have to be moid ala MS. this is the void that we have with the name of Sefer Shmaya. We're going to start trying to see all the different Fanim of Sheker and learn to be Moed al Emes.